This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Against the backdrop of some of the worst violence in Iraq in recent months, President Bush meets today with Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair. British officials say Blair hopes to flesh out a role for the United Nations in Iraq's transition. Blair has faced criticism at home for having little influence when it comes to Iraq, despite Britain's 10,000 troops there, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
On the eve of his White House talks, Tony Blair met over dinner with UN Secretary General Kofi Annan and drove home his goal of passing a new Security Council resolution to give more legitimacy to Iraq's transition.
I think the circumstances will require us at some point in the near future to have a new United Nations Security Council resolution that will allow us to plan this way forward of political transition in Iraq.
British officials say they hope to have a resolution approved by May before the U.S.-led occupation authority is due to hand sovereignty back to Iraqis. Kofi Annan said he and Blair discussed the ideas that UN envoy Lakhdar Brahimi has suggested to set up a caretaker government that would prepare for elections in January. But security is still a major hindrance for the UN. Prime Minister Tony Blair is putting a brave face on the violence in Iraq. In a recent op-ed, he said he would never abandon what he called this historic struggle, warning that failure would not only mean a defeat of the U.S. or Britain, but a defeat of democracy and civilization. Some British politicians are hoping he will be more forthcoming privately with President Bush. Liberal Democrat Menzies Campbell told the BBC that Blair should encourage the U.S. to change tactics in dealing with Sunni insurgents in Fallujah.
If you've got helicopter gunships above residential areas, if you're using F-14 aircraft in order to restore order, then you're going to have to fight pretty hard to win the battle for hearts and minds.
Blair's special envoy to Iraq, Jeremy Greenstock, ended his tour of duty in Baghdad last month amid reports he was often out of the loop in decisions by the U.S.-led Coalition Provisional Authority. British officials deny this and downplay reports of a split between Washington and London over Iraq. But Michael Rubin, an American who worked in the CPA, says that while he wasn't privy to Greenstock's dealings with U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer, he did witness tensions between U.S. and British diplomats.
The United States is quite serious about democratization of Iraq. At a lower level, in talking to a variety of British officials, many of them were expressing that the idea was perhaps a bit naive.
Rubin, now with the conservative think tank American Enterprise Institute, complained that the British have been too soft on countering Iran's influence in southern Iraq. Ivo Dalder of the Brookings Institution sees a different ideological split. He says the Bush administration turned to the UN just to help resolve the latest political problem, while Britain always sought to give the UN a greater role and internationalize the occupation.
The kind of view that the British government had prior to, during, and immediately after the war with regard to post-war Iraq had a lot more going for it than the utter disaster that we've had by following the U.S. road in Iraq over the last 12 months.
Dalder says there's another issue that could make today's meeting complicated. This week, President Bush angered many in the Arab world by endorsing a plan by Israel's prime minister to pull out of Gaza but maintain major settlements in the West Bank. Dalder says the timing of that decision undercuts Blair.
It was a clear indication that at least on this issue, as in many cases on many of the Iraqi issues, Blair's loyal friendship, standing shoulder to shoulder with the president, has not translated into actual influence in Washington.
Blair has glossed over differences with the U.S. on Ariel Sharon's disengagement plan, and analysts say it's unlikely any major policy splits will come out in the open this morning when President Bush and Prime Minister Blair speak to reporters in the Rose Garden. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.